The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
The governors of Florida and Texas are doing everything they can to undermine the life-saving requirements that I proposed.
Don't you see what's happening?
Big corporations and super wealthy have to start paying their fair share of taxes. I'm not out to punish anyone. I'm a capitalist.
If they assassinate my character and make me look crazy or stupid, guess what? No one else will ever ask questions again.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
Who knew a bunch of us conservatives would suddenly become Nicki Minaj fans? Is she the one that has the dirty? She's got the dirt, a lot of dirty songs, right? Is she WAP? Is that, there's something really, really dirty. I can't, that's not Nicki Minaj though, right? That's somebody else. That's not much, that's Doja Cat, I'm told. It's someone else. If you had any idea what you, if you watch Tucker Carlson, you've got a pretty good idea of what that stands for. If you knew what that lyric was, you'd slump over. Only in America do we have people making millions and millions of dollars just with sewer mouths. You know, the more disgusting, the better, right? But I wonder if Joe Biden thinks Cardi B or Nicki Minaj, that's who it was, right? It was Cardi B, come to think of it. I just realized, how do I know that? How does the whitest, most unwoke guy in the universe know that it's Cardi B who has that terrible lyric with the letters WAP? Man, is that gross. I had to ask him, I said, what does that stand for? And then they told me, I'm like, I wish I hadn't asked. I wish I hadn't asked. But all of these rap artists make a lot of money. Joe Biden says they're not paying their fair share. We got to get into that. Biden said about like a Tourette's syndrome tick yesterday, over and over. I got to make the super wealthy pay their fair share. Super wealthy. Super wealthy. You got a farm somewhere in Idaho or Iowa, and your family farm brings in $401,000 a year, you're screwed. Biden says you're super wealthy and you don't pay your fair share. We're going to tackle all of that in a little bit. We've got a lot to cover on this Friday, September 17th episode of the Mike Gallagher Show, right here in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Hope you're well. Hope you're ready for a great weekend. Some people, I guess, are going to the Capitol tomorrow. I want to read a left-wing tabloid's description of why the Capitol is on alert. This is in the New York Daily News. Headline, Capitol on alert, fence goes up, cops are ready for right-wing rally tomorrow. Now, I want you to hear this. You got to hear the way this is described by the New York Daily News. Again, a left-wing tabloid. Even in post-presidency exile, Donald Trump is still raising unsightly walls. That's the first line of the article. Even in post-presidency, Trump is still raising unsightly walls. A tall black chain-link security fence was erected outside the U.S. Capitol complex yesterday as workers are getting ready for a storm of Trump fans who plan to descend on Washington 9 months after the January 6th assault on American democracy. Fencing went up outside the Capitol out after that deadly riot. Well, yeah, deadly. Ashley Babbitt, the Trump supporter, was killed. But it was removed over the summer. Now it's back again as the right-wingers prepare to roll into the nation's capital Saturday. They're going to have a Justice for J6 rally. Now, even the article, as comical as it is, says hundreds of Trump supporters are expected at the rally to protest criminal charges filed against about 600 people suspecting of breaking laws in January. So it sounds like it's hundreds, like the hundreds who rioted January 6th. And people, and the left is obviously, Nancy Pelosi's terrified. Security officials are anxious to avoid any repeat of January 6th when hordes of protesters, some armed, oh really? How many? Wasn't there one gun found on one person? Overwhelmed cops in the effort to block Congress from certifying Biden's victory. Now, here's what I think is fascinating. The people who are still rotting in jail from the January 6th riots, you're assuming they're being charged with insurrection, overthrowing the government, toppling, you know, it's major, right? Well, I'm reading here from the Daily News that the people who are in jail still face a variety of charges ranging from trespassing to conspiracy and assaulting cops. Has there been one person charged with insurrection? Let me give you the answer to that. No. Not one. Not one of the 600 or so. I've heard numbers anywhere from 600 to 800. I mean, 600 to 800 people, that's like the crowd at one burned down McDonald's during a BLM riot. But those 600 to 800 people have now been used as a tool for propaganda outlets like the New York Daily News, making you think that thousands and thousands, if not millions, of Trump supporters are about to storm the Capitol tomorrow and burn it all down. And I love how the Daily News says that Trump supporters are headed to D.C. You think anybody from Antifa will be headed to D.C. tomorrow? Think there'll be any counter-protesters? What about that black kid that they saw, that they interviewed, that they caught, who was an Antifa protester pretending to be a Trump supporter, who was egging on these idiots who committed acts of violence at the Capitol on January 6th? Listen, I've said over and over again, none of us should minimize that awful, awful day. None of us should try to pretend that hundreds of Trump supporters, probably aided by and antagonized by others who weren't Trump supporters, did a terrible thing that day. But let me whisper like Joe Biden, creepy Joe likes to whisper. It wasn't as bad as 9/11. It wasn't as bad as Pearl Harbor. It wasn't as bad as the Civil War. It wasn't the worst thing to ever happen to our country. In fact, it wasn't even the worst violence to ever hit Congress. There were people that shot congressmen years ago in the well of the Congressional Office Building. So spare me the pearl-clutching New York Daily News. Spare me the histrionics. And I find it very unlikely that we're going to see a repeat tomorrow of the events of January 6th. Surely people aren't stupid enough to make that mistake again. Our number is 1-800-655-MIKE. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this because I don't want to give it a lot of oxygen. But I do want to let you weigh in on it and let you, because a peculiar thing has happened with January 6th. And I'm sorry, I've got to stand firm and push back against those who suggest that this was just, an army of Antifa on January 6th. I'm sorry, it wasn't. Just look at Ashley Babbitt. She was a devoted, diehard Trump supporter. There were hundreds of Trump supporters who engaged in acts of violence. You can go through the court records and you can look at the story of all the people who have been arrested. Now, at what point do we start saying it's ridiculous that many of them are still rotting in jail. 1-800-655-MIKE. We have an open line for you. A lot to cover on this Breaking News Friday. I hope you join us.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
I bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. It could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Brother bought a coconut, he bought it for the dime. His sister had another one, she paid it for the lime. She put the lime.
Mike Gallagher.
When Mike was talking, whispering like Joe Biden, he should have mentioned it. It wasn't as bad as Afghanistan. Thanks.
It's a great question. I mean, it's a terrific point. What's worse, January 6th or stranding Americans intentionally in Afghanistan? What's worse? If you're one of those that's hyperventilating about January 6th, and you think those people ought to rot in jail for the rest of their lives, and seriously, how long are you supposed to be locked up for trespassing? How long are you? January 6th, let's see. This is September 17th. How many people are still in jail because they put their feet up on Nancy Pelosi's desk? I get it. Bad thing to do. Punish them. Arrest them. Charge them. What are you going to lock them up for the rest of their lives? Do you know how the fear of God has been put into these people? And their families, how their lives have been destroyed because of their stupidity on January 6th. Now, you could argue that's as it should be, because what they did was a really stupid thing. And it was. They became useful idiots for the beast. Those few hundred people became useful idiots for the media machine and the Democrat apparatus and Biden and all of these liars who pretend that now January 6th is Pearl Harbor times 9/11 times 10. They gave them an opening to vilify Trump and make him look like he orchestrated it, which of course he did not. He had nothing to do with it. So now they're erecting a fence again around the Capitol because there's going to be a few hundred people marching around with signs tomorrow complaining about the people locked up still on trespassing charges. Well, two things can be true at the same time. The protesters tomorrow going to D.C. would be right in objecting to people rotting under the jail for the rest of their lives because of January 6th. It's also true that what the people did on January 6th was idiotic and destructive. And did a lot and caused a lot of damage. Not just physical damage. Not just the image of fighting with cops, but the political points that have been scored now by the Democrats over this. Well, it's off the charts. It's off the charts. 800-655-MIKE. Jim, we'll start with you. How you doing, Jim?
This is Tim.
Oh, hi, Tim. How are you?
That's okay.
Good.
I was told by your screener to get to my point, so here I go. Like I told your screener, too, there's a devil out there who wants to tag this stuff on, and evil is rooted in the human heart, as it even says in Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And there are any number of people who are looking to cook up trouble any time they can. For example, the Rodney King riots back in 92.
Sure.
The Ferguson riots back in 2014. And here this, now we got this back in January the 6th.
You're right. I mean, people that have bad intentions in their heart, and they can be on the left, they can be on the right, they can be in the middle. It has nothing to do with political ideology. It has to do with where their heart is. You're right. Hey, John, you're up. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I'm very upset that they're still promoting this idea that five cops were killed at the Capitol.
Right.
They were not killed at the Capitol.
It's a lie.
Only one, Ashley Babbitt, was killed at the Capitol.
Correct. They're lying. When you hear people say several cops, five cops, seven people, everybody died of natural causes, which is a bizarre coincidence to me. I don't quite understand that, but that's what the medical examiner ruled in D.C. Brian Sicknick, the officer who had a stroke the day after, he didn't die from the riots. They're liars, John.
And they're on three times a week saying that.
Oh, nonstop. You're right. Of course, you're right on the money. I appreciate it. Hey, Gary, you're up. Hey, Gary, welcome to the Mike Gallagher Show.
Hey, Mike.
Hi.
I just wonder how many people are still in jail from Black Lives Matter.
No kidding. Exactly. You're right on the money, of course. So let the New York Daily News clutch its pearls and let the left-wing media hyperventilate and put up their fencing tomorrow, and we'll see what happens. Surely none of those people are going to repeat the violent activities of those morons on January 6th. You can't do that again. Don't give the Democrats any more tools. They got enough. 1-800-655-MIKE. You see it at the pump, the grocery store, and construction costs. Another month of the highest inflation since 2008. Another month where that paper money you're carrying around is worthless. What's your plan to protect your savings? You have homeowners insurance in case of a fire. What insurance do you have in place if inflation sets in further and pushes prices even higher? Well, my insurance plan is gold and silver from the Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, you need to do it today. Text Mike to 474747. We'll send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tons of five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. Talk to them. Have them help you safeguard your retirement savings. Text Mike to 474747 to claim your free no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Text Mike to 474747. Take the first step in protecting your savings today. Portions of our show are sponsored by MyPillow. Tell you every day about the incredible products that are going to give you the best night's sleep of your life. And frankly, a lot of people happily rally around Mike Lindell and MyPillow because we all know what he's been put through. We all know how the left, the machine, the beast has tried to shut MyPillow down. And so as a sort of a thank you, Mike Lindell continues to give Mike Gallagher listeners incredible offers. The pillow itself that started it all. I don't spend a lot of time with all the other products that MyPillow has. I don't spend enough time just reminding you about the pillow itself. I mean, this thing is a godsend. This pillow is made from a patented fill that Mike invented over a decade ago. It never goes flat during the night. It kind of conforms to your neck and your back and your head in a way that no other pillow can. It stays cool all through the night. You can throw it in the washer and the dryer as often as you want to keep it nice and fresh and clean. You can't do that with a regular pillow, but you can do it with the MyPillow. And it's normally $69.98 to get a premium MyPillow, now $29.98, $40 off when you enter the promo code MikeG. The MyPillow mattress topper is transformational. It takes your bed, turns it into the most comfortable bed you'll ever own. We call it 3 inches of heaven. It's made from the same patented fill as the pillow itself. You're going to sink into that, but you're going to be supported. There's no pressure points. It's nice and cool. You can wash the cover. I mean, this is a great product. When you enter the promo code MikeG, you're going to get 30% off the mattress topper itself. Plus, you'll get two free MyPillows. MyPillow makes their MyPillow bathrobes, which I'll be spending a lot of time in this weekend, made from Supima cotton. It's a nice, relaxed, smooth fit, soft, comfortable feel, 30% off the regular price with promo code MikeG. Get the picture. You're going to save a lot of money when you enter the promo code MikeG. When you go to MyPillow.com, look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Specials square. You'll see a picture of Gallagher and Lindell. Click on that box, and with anything you order, just be sure to enter the promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Or call 800-928-6034, as we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG. I told you the story a few weeks ago of getting on the elevator in my condo building and a little old lady getting furious with me for not having a mask on. And, you know, we had a good discussion about it on air because we're all sort of struggling through this about what we do with the boosters. That's a big debate coming up. The numbers still don't seem to be declining. You know, it depends on what data you read. But overall, we don't have COVID at a place where we'd love to have it, and that is basically gone. It certainly isn't eliminated, and I think we're all wondering if it's ever going to be eliminated, if it's ever going to go away. But what also isn't going away are obnoxious, aggressive, nervous Nellies who are running around shaming people for not having a mask on. Now, you got to check this out. There's a video clip. If you're by a computer or you have your smartphone, be a good day to go to Mike TV. If you go to MikeOnline.com, click the Watch Mike on TV, we live stream the show every single day. We play video clips every day. You know, follow us, subscribe to our podcast, sign up on our YouTube channel, all that stuff. I mean, we love to be multidimensional, and we got great things coming for you fourth quarter of 2021 and 2022 and beyond. We're going to do some really cool things in addition to hopefully delivering the best radio show you could possibly hear. But this would be a good day to watch this video because this clown, this loser, is stalking a woman in a Target. I don't even know where it was. I don't know what city this happened in. I haven't seen any media coverage. I just saw the clip, and I want to share it with you. Because as somebody tweeted out the question, what kind of a loser hangs out in a Target and harasses women? They should lock this guy up. This guy's walking around, and if you have access and you can see the video, not only is he stalking this woman who's minding her own business and shopping in Target, but she doesn't have her mask on. And so he wants to take her on. I want to play this clip for you. This dummy is not only stalking and harassing this woman who wisely took out her phone to tape the whole incident. He's got a stupid badge on his ugly T-shirt. He's got a pin on that evidently says, I'm vaccinated. Like, you got to go around and put a pin on your... Why don't you put a tattoo on your forehead that says you're vaccinated, dummy, you loser? Listen to this guy. Here's cut number 7. Listen to this exchange, because this woman whipped out her cell phone and recorded the whole incident.
But really? You're vaccinated?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you are? Because I already have natural immunity.
Yeah.
You're not going to follow me around in the store and point at me to people, so I will video you.
So we have a state regulation that...
And it's not a law. You're an idiot.
Yeah. Oh, so you're going to insult me now. So my wife is a...
Leave her alone.
Here.
Infectious
diseases.
Oh, is she?
What are you doing?
This is between
the two of us.
So what? Leave her alone. You got your mask on your face. I'm sure you're vaccinated, too.
He has a badge that says it.
I do. So my wife is a doctor who specializes in infectious disease.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, do you think that she just doesn't know what she's talking about?
It's her choice. It's her choice. Just leave her alone.
No, there's a store requirement and a state requirement. It's not her
mandate.
You
can't harass her.
It's all of our job as a community to come together.
You're not just talking. You're going around to harass people.
And make sure that people are shamed.
He was following me. He won't leave me alone.
Put the rest of us at risk. He's vaccinated.
I know, and he has a badge on. Stop following me. By publicly shaming me?
Yeah, you're making a bad decision. You're a bad American.
I am. I totally am. And I voted for Trump.
Yeah, you're a bad person. You're a bad person for doing
that. I'm not a bad person because my mom was vaccinated and still ended up in the hospital with COVID. It's her choice.
Yeah, well, it's very, very unusual.
All right, so you get the idea. The guy, and incidentally, if the guy were to be arrested, I think he ought to be arrested for that stupid hat he's got on. That should be a crime. That ought to be against the law, the moronic hat he's got. Tells you everything you need to know about this guy. But did you hear some of the things he said? My wife's a doctor, and she specializes in infectious disease. So that gives him license to walk around with his stupid badge on, his bright blue badge. I'm vaccinated. And actually saying out loud to the lady without a mask, you're a bad person, you're a bad American, you're making a bad decision. All of us as a community have a responsibility to do what I'm doing. Did you catch the things he was saying? Now, you understand, he's not alone. There are a lot of people like him right now. We're living among them. I mean, I got on an elevator a few weeks ago in my building, which has a policy in Florida, a condo building, if you're fully vaccinated, we don't require a mask. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you want to get vaccinated, get vaccinated. But the flip side of that is, if you don't wear a mask, you shouldn't be treated like a criminal, like an axe murderer. If you choose not to get vaccinated, you shouldn't be treated like Jeffrey Dahmer. And by the way, what gives a man like that, this jerk, this world-class jerk, the right to harass a single woman walking around a Target, pushing a grocery cart? Bullying anyone? I thought the woke crowd didn't like bullying. Why does he get to bully her? Why does he get to harass her? Why does he get to attack her and call her a bad American? But did you notice what this gutless wonder does when other customers stick up for her? It's the classic abuser tale. This is between me and her. Did you notice he said that? That's like when somebody is assaulting somebody and in public and somebody tries to intervene and they say, mind your business, this is between me and him. That's a classic line that a terrible person uses. This guy ought to be revealed. Where was that? Who is he? Who's his doctor? A wife. Who's his wife? Because you know what? If all of us as a community ought to come together in his mind and shame the lady pushing the grocery cart, then I think all of us ought to come together as a community and shame him. I think people ought to know who he is. And people ought to make his life a little bumpy. Because this crap has got to stop. You have got to stop harassing people who are making decisions about, you got a mask on, buddy, with your ugly hat and your stupid badge on that you're vaccinated. If you've got your mask on and you're in a Target, stay away from somebody pushing a grocery cart who doesn't have a mask on. You don't need to go near her. You know how easy it is to stay 6 feet away from somebody in a big department store? I don't know about you, but I'm getting sick and tired of these nosy, intrusive, obnoxious busybodies who somehow think they're the mask police. And you know what? I'm so good and mad about this. I shared with you what happened a couple weeks ago when I got on the elevator and this little old lady was on the elevator. I got on the elevator on a floor where a woman was standing in the elevator scared to death. She had her mask on. Her eyes are bugging out. She's standing next to a guy with, he's on the elevator. He doesn't have a mask on. I get on the elevator. Well, she's mad. I've had it. Two of you now without a mask on. I'm getting off this elevator. She's screaming at us, shrieking at us. And I say to her, ma'am, I'm fully vaccinated. I am too. You don't know what you're talking about. You should wear a mask. And I told a friend, actually my boss, I was talking to Phil Boyce about it. He said, Mike, just wear the mask for her sake. Makes her a little bit happy. I'm sorry. I'm so mad at this Target thing. I'm going back. I was going to do it. I was going to wear the mask on the elevator. You know what? Pound salt. My building says you don't need to wear a mask if you're fully vaccinated. I'm a grown-ass man. If I don't want to wear a mask and I am fully vaccinated, heck, my doctor wants me to get another shot next week. I might get the Pfizer booster. I'm going to probably have an eyeball growing out of my head. I'm going to be sick for a month. So don't worry. I'm vaccinated. I got that box checked. Don't tell me how to live my life, stupid man with your stupid hat on in the Target store. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't do that to the little old lady on the elevator. But you know what I'm saying? I'm just getting tired of people thinking they can tell everybody else how to live their lives. Mind your business, buddy. Because one of these days, you're going to harass the wrong woman whose, 6'4" husband is around the corner buying something. And then you're going to have a real problem on your hands. You won't be able to just pick on some woman who's by herself pushing a grocery cart, if you know what I mean. 1-800-655-MIKE. Am I wrong? Are you with the guy with the hat and the badge on? Are you one of those that goes around and harasses people if they don't have a mask on in a store? What's wrong with you? Get a life. Go collect stamps or something. Get a hobby. Or how about this? Why don't you just stay home and never leave the house? Then we'll all be safe.
Listen to Mike on all your Amazon Echo devices. Just tell Alexa to play The Mike Gallagher Show.
Smoking in the boys' room. Yeah, smoking in the boys' room. Nah, teacher, don't you feel me? Up with your rules. But everybody knows that smoking it loud is cool.
Hear the latest reporting and analysis on the big stories of the day on the Daybreak Insider podcast. It's top-notch reporting from SRN News, along with the sharpest insight from Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Sebastian Gorka, and the voices of townhall.com. The Daybreak Insider podcast. It's your first look at today's top stories. Available at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and at salempodcastnetwork.com.
I didn't see the video because I'm driving, but I'm in Target quite a bit here in the Twin Cities or all over the country. It's one of my favorite stores. If I ever saw a guy like this harassing a woman, and this guy would get his teeth knocked out. Thank you, Mike. Have a great day.
Hey, Mike. I heard the story about the guy who was following the lady around in Target. First thing you do in that case is you call the police. One way or the other, you call the police because he is definitely stalking her. I saw it online. And the other thing is you get it on record because I bet this isn't the first time he's done that. All right? Thanks.
Hey, Mike, can I come hang out with you on the weekends? I've been dying for one of these morons to confront me not wearing my mask. I am vaccinated. I wear a mask when I feel I need to. But I'm dying for someone to confront me. I need a good argument. Can I hang out with you?
I'll be in touch. Let me check my schedule. How's Saturday look? Sounds like a plan. Listen, this guy, the COVID Barney Fife running around. Remember Barney Fife? You know, hands, you got one bullet. Guy chasing somebody around without a mask on. He's going to need his doctor wife. You know, he keeps bragging about being married to a doctor. He's going to need his wife to patch him up after somebody's husband comes after him for chasing the wife around. Are you kidding me? I am so sick of these people. I am so tired of people running around worrying about everybody else's life. Mike, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. Hey, Mike.
Morning, sir. Kudos to you and Mike Lindell. Anyways, real quickly, listening to this guy, I didn't see the video yet. He smacks what we call First Amendment auditors. They go around public places with their phones. Mostly they're monetized accounts, but there's a subsection of them called frauditors. They're only there to get a reaction for their YouTube likes.
Oh, interesting. Well, now, he wasn't the one filming it, though. She was, as a sort of a defense mechanism. But you're right. There are provocateurs like that. I've seen these folks that are trying to provoke somebody to get a response, and then they slap it on social media, right?
And to get the police coming so they get even more likes. You know, it's only for their monetized accounts, and
yeah,
it's really, really stupid.
No, it's ridiculous. But it's also important to know something, Mike. These people, it's all performance art. He doesn't care about her wearing a mask. If he was concerned about her, he wouldn't approach her. He wouldn't go near her. He certainly wouldn't chase her around a Target store. And people, this pathetic superiority complex these people have, wearing a stupid badge. You're going to put a sign on that I've got a vaccine? What a nut. And what a slob, incidentally, with his baggy pants and his ugly-ass hat. I'm sorry, I'm fired up about this guy. Pardon my language. It's Friday. It's been a long week for some reason. I shot through another Broadway show last night. I think I'm officially tired of Broadway. I've seen more Broadway shows in a week than I've seen in 6 years. I think I'm done. The Biden administration seems to be restricting antibody treatments for certain states like Florida and Texas. Really? You want to dive into this scandal? Does the Biden administration really want to kill people because they don't like their politics?
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.